here in studio right now with Rahsaan Hall, who has now just been named the new president, I believe, and CEO of the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts. Thank you for joining us in studio again.
Thank you for having me, Christine.
Well, you know, you've had a very big profile here in this area over the last couple of years. You're a former prosecutor. You ran for district attorney. I know you're also an ordained minister, and you do a lot of speaking, very involved in local politics. This is a big job. Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, I know that they had, I believe, someone, a temporary or interim person in there for a couple of years while they decided who the best person for the job was. You got the job. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
For people that don't know a lot about the Urban League, and especially the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, what's their mission?
The mission of the Urban League is to help adults overcome economic and social barriers, primarily through workforce development, skills training, and economic opportunities. And historically, the Urban League has been around, the National Urban League has been around since 1911. Our affiliate, the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, has been in existence since 1919. And so in addition to the workforce development, skills training, and advocating for equal employment opportunities, we also focus on housing and health equity, education and youth development, and justice issues as well.
Now, I know they talk about the five pillars. What are those five pillars of the Urban League?
Right. So, again, it's workforce development and entrepreneurship. We're also concerned about creating affordable housing and making sure that more people are coming into home ownership. We're really concerned about health equities that exist, particularly in communities of color. Looking at education and youth development is another priority area for us. And then kind of a catch-all area is justice, which looks at civic engagement, the vitality of our democracy, and reforms to the criminal legal system.
Now, let's say somebody comes to your office or your and wants to get involved with what you do and thinks I might need some help. Typically, who might that person be who seeks to have help or training or guidance from the Urban League, and what kinds of things specifically would you be able to offer that person?
Well, so primarily, especially at the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts, we have focused on workforce development, skills training, and job opportunities, primarily in the Black community and communities of color, but it is a much broader net that we have. And that's some of the work that we've done a lot of. So when people are coming in, they're looking for help getting a job, filling out a resume, preparing for employment opportunities. But there are also people who are trying to find further advancement in their career. They're looking to level up some of their skills. We have a graphic design training program. We have coding programs. We work with young people to increase their ability in STEM areas. And then to a lesser degree in Eastern Massachusetts, but certainly in other affiliates around the country, there's help finding housing and developing affordable housing, as well as looking at issues around health equity. During the COVID-19 pandemic, our affiliate was a key player in making sure that PPE or protective equipment and vaccines and sanitizer was getting distributed to people in the communities, particularly poor communities and communities of color that were hit the hardest by the pandemic.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring up housing, and that's something we're hearing from just about every level of office, whether it's a congressman, a U.S. senator, local select boards. That is such an issue here in Massachusetts. What role does the Urban League play in that? You said you're trying to help people find housing. Are you developing housing? Are you trying to find subsidized housing? How will that work?
Well, it's a combination of both. Right now, our affiliate has just received some funding to redevelop our property. We currently own a building in Roxbury in Nubian Square at 88 Warren Street. We're going to redevelop that location and include some affordable housing units in it, as well as the space for the Urban League. And so initiatives like that, there are other affiliates who have built wholesale new affordable housing units. And so that's partnering with developers, governmental agencies, and other partners. We look to try to make sure that there's more affordable housing stock throughout the Commonwealth. And, you know, we have historically been understood as the Urban League of Boston, which is not accurate because we're the Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts. Our focus area has historically been in Boston, but one of the things I seek to do is make sure that we're having a broader geographic reach, because you look at areas like Brockton or New Bedford, Fall River, or even up on the North Shore like Malden and Everett, effort. There are pockets of concentrations of people of color and people who are living in poverty that can use the supports and services that the Urban League offers.
Historically, how was it founded? I know you talked a little bit about that. A lot of people who might not be familiar with the history here in the United States, about they talk about the great migrations of people coming up from the South.
Yeah, that period of time after the Civil War into the early 30s, and then a subsequent period of time through the 50s and 70s, where primarily African Americans were moving from the South into northern cities, not only for economic opportunity, but also to flee persecution and racial violence. And they were oftentimes finding themselves congregated in these northern ghettos and not having either the skills, the requisite skills for some of the employment opportunities, or there weren't appropriate opportunities made available for them. And so several organizations came together, led by some social workers, to create this organization that was focused on making sure that people were getting trained properly for the opportunities that existed, but that also there was a voice advocating to ensure that people were getting equal employment opportunities. And that happened back in 1911 and around the turn of the century, and has continued to grow. And we've had leaders such as Whitney M. Young, who was known prominently in the civil rights movement of the 1950s, or Vernon Jordan, or our current president, Marc Morial, the former mayor of New Orleans.
No, I know that when we spoke last time, when you were running for office, you told us that you're an ordained minister, and I know you said very much that you like helping young people and you like ministering to them, helping them, guiding them. Will you be able to use any of that skill set in this position?
Absolutely. I mean, I think my primary role is going to be managing the day-to-day operations of the organization, make sure that we have the appropriate funding and be a spokesperson for the organization. But one of the things that I want to be sure that we're doing is leaning in on opportunities to engage our young people and even find new opportunities to create programming. We certainly have the STEM program I mentioned. We also have some coding programs for young people. And we also have a drone training school or drone training program that we have as well for young people. So we'll continue to do programs like that and develop new ones as well to get young people civically engaged and active in their community.
Oh, you got me at the drone training program. That mm-hmm. sounds pretty cool.
It is.
What about a website, Facebook page for people to find more about the Urban League of Eastern Mass?
Sure. If anybody wants to know more about our organization, you can go to ULEM, Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts.org, and you can find everything about us. We're also on Facebook, as well as Instagram and Twitter under Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts.
And is there anything I didn't get a chance to ask you about that you think our listeners might want to know more about with the Urban League of Eastern Mass?
Again, we're really focusing on making sure people can overcome the barriers, whether they're financial or political, that prevent them from having a successful and healthy life. Coming up, we're one of the lead sponsors for the Juneteenth celebration in the city of Boston. So that'll be I believe that Saturday of that Juneteenth weekend. And so we encourage everyone to come out to Franklin Park in the city of Boston.
That sounds great, and we appreciate you joining us today. We wish you the best of luck in your new job. I know you're gonna influence people, have a great time doing it. Hope we can have you back here again another time.
Always, and thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. Again, that was Rahsaan Hall. We're going to have this interview up online, too, so people can take a listen to it.